As you well know, and as the whole world knows, the conflict in the CAR is lingering and is devastating and rigid proportions, which are really worrying the whole international community. So that there's a desire to act very quickly to arrest the crisis, stabilize the country, and set it on a path of recovery. So that's really why UNDP is engaging in launching this program as part of the urgent measures needed in that country to recover from the devastation that is causing. The thing is, unless interventions of this kind are designed and rolled out at this point, the crisis in the CAR will probably escalate.
Tell me about the program itself. What does it hope to achieve and how is it going to be implemented?
This program is targeting communities that are most affected by the conflict, bringing together common projects. Three areas are envisaged. One is to help rebuild clinics, rebuild roads, rebuild ditches, and also restore basic infrastructure across the country. Secondly, is to offer an opportunity for cash for work initiatives, helping to put some income to the people, to the devastated young people, to sustain themselves. Thirdly, is also putting them in touch with their leaders so that they can ensure that they have a say and they have a stake in rebuilding the community, in planning for restoration of basic services. And finally, it's through this method, I think, to bring communities together to promote dialogue, to build trust and reconciliation and work towards a common end. This country requires that very, very urgently.
And how is it going to be implemented? Who are the people who are going to ensure that these programs actually take off and how?
UNDP is going to work through and with civil society organizations, working through giving grants for them to reach the communities and mobilize the young people, the women, and ensure that they are all reached to undertake these activities. It's intended to reach 350,000 people, 50% of them young people, and 20% of that women.
And this in Bangui or all over the Central African Republic?
It focuses in five areas in the center and western part of Central African Republic, which reflect the most hardest hit areas on a pilot basis. The situation of the security improving and resources being mobilized, then it will be, and depending on how it takes off, the idea is that it will be rolled out to other areas because Central African Republic is bleeding and it requires intervention that will not only focus on an area, but the entire country.
Given the ongoing violence in the Central African Republic, can this program be implemented immediately?
The UNDP will count on the improvement in security so that they can roll out this program. We are pleased to also note that there are steps being taken in this regard by the partners, the European Union, the French, focusing on increasing the troops. Particularly the French have increased their troops from 1,600 to 2,000, reaching out into the interior. And we are seeing that the situation is improving despite isolated cases. But UNDP counts on the improvement of security so that this program can be rolled out as intended. So security is absolute number precondition for the success of this program.
It has also been said that this program hopes to promote social cohesion and to promote national reconciliation between the communities. You are aware of the tension between the Muslim and Christians.
Yes.
I'm curious to know how the program can go about promoting that.
I think that's exactly what it intends to do. By focusing on income generation, cash for work, and bringing together young people in the communities without discrimination of whether they are Muslims or Christians, that will create a platform for them to begin engaging, to begin building trust, and to begin reconciling as communities. So that's really the underlying motive behind this, not only to bring incomes and to empower them and contributing to livelihoods, but also to lay the foundation to begin trusting and reconciling with each other.
How is it going to be financed?
Obviously, this is a big program. It's $24 million. UNDP has provided seed funding of $4 million. So we have a shortfall of $22 million. And therefore, it's expected that partners will come in support of this program. Efforts are being made to popularize this program through the launch itself. And there will be efforts to brief and discuss with donors. The good news is that a lot of donors are focused on Central African Republic at this point, and they are keen to see what innovative programs that are bringing healing and reconciliation to the people. So this might be the opportunity for them then to invest in taking part in rebuilding the country as we are seeing it. So we are hoping to mobilize support and partnerships and therefore the much-needed resources to implement this program to scale and to expand it beyond the pilot areas that it started in the center and western parts of the Central African Republic.